Hello and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Jacqueline Blondie Gregory and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Today I'd like to share with you from God's Word out of the Book of Lamentations, but first I want to pray for you. Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus you reach down and touch the hearts of the men and women that are listening today. If there be one that's not born again, I pray today you'll give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Ask God that you let them realize that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And through your tender love and mercy, draw them unto salvation. And let them know, God, that you love them so much you sent your Son to die on the cross for them. And you will in no wise cast out anyone that comes to you. Thank you for your word and your mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know, that's what I want to talk about today, God's compassion. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, it says, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning, say that with me, every morning God renews his compassion toward us. I was thinking as I was preparing this little message this morning about an incident that happened to us years ago in Abilene, Texas. We were set up with our mobile chapel there. And that night we had had a service, and after service this lady came and said, I would like for you to go to a place called Beard, Texas, which was about 30 miles from Abilene. And I want you to go preach to my mom and daddy and tell them about Jesus the way you told us tonight. And we thanked her for the invitation, but explained to her that we had to leave that day to make our next destination. It was no way we could go. But that woman would not take no for an answer. And she just kept on and on, you've got to go, you've got to go. And finally we told her, well, said, the only way we can go is you got to come early in the morning. And we got to be there by 7 because we got to be back here so we can leave at the appointed time. And when we said that, we thought for sure she'd say, well, okay, we'll just wait till another time. She said, okay, that's fine. We'll do that. I thought, my gracious, this woman is going to take us 30 miles down the road to her parents' house at 7 o'clock in the morning, wanting us to preach and sing to them and have a church service at 7 o'clock in the morning. They'll probably shoot us. I thought, my gracious, and I want you to know, I didn't sleep much that night, but guess what? 6 o'clock that morning, there she was. We got in the car and drove up to this place in Beard, Texas. And I have to tell you that when I drove up in front of that house, I never seen a house in that shape that people were living in. It was pitiful. It was just like it was falling down all around. And we went into that house, and in the living room, I was astonished. In the living room was a room full of this lady's family, a room full of people dressed and sitting all around the room waiting on us to come have church. We preached, we sang, we gave the invitation, and everyone in that house gave their heart to Jesus. Early in the morning, late at night, at noontime, God's compassion is there. I'll never forget that morning how God taught me a lesson that early in the morning he could save souls. Early in the morning his compassion is renewed. God took the plan of salvation and that dear family who was in such need, many needs, he came into their hearts and lives and he began to turn their lives around. And until the day God took that man and woman of the household, until God took them home, they wrote us a letter every month until God took them home. Early in the morning, compassion is renewed. Early in the morning, God's word comes out. You're not going to wire God out. You might have messed up bad yesterday. You might be sitting on the wrong foot today. But his compassion is still reaching out to you. Don't turn him away, because he won't turn you away. I don't care what you've done or what you said. He'll in no wise cast you out if you come to him with a repentant heart. Ask him to have mercy on you because his mercy and his compassion has been renewed to you right now. Reach out and receive it. He wants to bless you. He wants to touch you. Come to him while you still can. I want to read that again. Because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, stay sweet with Jesus.